There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better. But in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventKnows.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Molly and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This segment is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford. Illinois' largest Ford dealer beats every deal by at least $500. Visit golfmillford.com.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening today.
Boy, it means a lot to us. And our thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
That's our job as coaches, to make sure that we get these freaking details right.
Yep, he always gets the details. And of course, Ray is filling in for Kevin. So thanks to Kevin for being Kevin, but thanks more to Ray for doing what he's doing.
Yeah, they're...
That's right. And Studs, God bless you. He played the part of Ray. Thank you so much to Adam Studzinski.
And I want my damn respect, too.
We all do. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time. And we get to talk to our dear compatriot and pal, Dan Bernstein. Good morning, Dan.
What's up, hey, boys? Dan. It was nice to see you on Saturday. It was fun times.
It was. It was very good to see you. I was worried about you, and now that I've seen you, I feel better about everything.
It's usually the opposite reaction. That's what I get.
No. You're a wonderful person and a lot of laughs, and it was good to catch up.
I was looking at some of the analytic argument about the Mike Zimmer decision, and in an odd way, as strange as it seemed, going against like our hardwired, well-tested football sensibilities, I can countenance an argument for why he did what he did.
Okay, go ahead, but try it, because I'll countenance an argument against it.
This is according to the actual data.
Yeah,
that tracks the percentage possibility of win. The situation was,
I've seen it.
Had he was trying in that moment, that would have won the game.
Right.
That if he picks that up, they win.
Right.
How many coaches, if you told any coach at any level, you have an opportunity late in the game to gain 1 yard to automatically win the game. Most coaches would say, I will take that. I would like that opportunity. I trust that my team can gain 1 yard to win the game.
Yeah.
And with that team in that sort of desperate situation, and they were showing some of the numbers last night, they said a field goal would not have changed their win percentage possibility.
I cringe every time you mention that. Look, Dan, I get it. I know the analytics. They're there for everyone to study. Here's the thing that these analytics always ignore: the feel of the game. You know, whether it was the other night when we were talking about Matt Nagy and what he did on second down, or last night with Mike Zimmer. When you look across a line of scrimmage or the other sideline and you see Tom Brady standing there, or last night when you see Russell Wilson standing there, you don't want to tempt fate. You don't want to follow the numbers and ignore your gut. Your gut tells you, you know what? I don't want to give Russell Wilson a chance to beat me, because he's going to, because he's done it before. This is what he
okay,
does.
Okay, well, see, but that very argument can be used to justify the decision. Because if you kick the field goal, you're up 8, right?
Worst thing can happen is that you go in overtime.
But still, but you if you kick the field goal, you're up 8. You're giving Russell Wilson the ball back. Correct.
Not to beat
but
you.
You're extending the game. You're it's out of your control. If you're that frightened of Russell Wilson, you should try to win the game right there.
And I think you increase your chances of not letting him beat you by kicking the field goal. I just thought it was a gimme. I know,
but you have 100% chance of obviating Russell Wilson by gaining a yard. Like if you gain a yard, all of that calculus of, man, I can't, this guy is, he's a killer, he's great, and if you obviate
when you hand the ball up the middle to the most predictable play in football.
Well, that's
on
fine.
If you want to
quibble with the play calling, I think it's a different argument, and absolutely, you want to talk about conservative play calling, the whole thing, no question that. But aside from the play call, if you want to take Russell Wilson out of the equation and render him meaningless, gain a yard. And I think that was the calculation. And I don't know if that's how Zimmer articulated it, but the logical rationale of everything you're saying being true, that guy can march down the field and rip your heart out. And here's an opportunity.
This is the way he articulated it. Humana, humana, humana.
Right. Well,
I don't know what he said.
Yeah, he's not much of an orator. There's no question. But still not my favorite Mike Zimmer moment, by the way. The greatest all time was when they lost a game and he was trying to tell people how it wasn't that big a deal, how they move on. And he literally, while kind of laughing, I don't know if we have the sound, he said, "It was like that time when my wife died. You know, it was a bad day, and we move on." I'm like, dude, what? He literally said, he kind of laughed like, well, you know, it was a bad day. And then it's like the next day, it's like, okay, how we go? How we doing? Okay, wife dead. All right, well, that was yesterday. Now
My wife passed away 7 years ago, right? It was a tough day. The sun came up the next day. The world kept spinning. People kept going to work. And that's what we're going to do.
Wow. What? Dude. I've never thought of him the same way. That is like the football coach pathology, and then it's like, oh yeah, they already lost that game. There was the dead wife, and then you know you move on. Next game, who we got on the schedule?
Yikes!
Well, I don't think anyone's going to defend that, Dan. If that's what you're waiting for.
I've always had him on my sort of on my watch list. Like there's coaches, and then there are coaches who are kind of like off the hook a little bit. And isn't he also the guy with the room full of taxidermed animal heads, like Teddy Roosevelt?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure there was a Hard Knocks where he would like surrounded himself with like taxidermed water buffalo heads or something like that. So yeah, he's a weird one.
Yeah, and he's got a football team that's really reeling right now after last night, and it's good news for the Bears because they're in a division now where, you know, besides the Packers, there's really, you know, they have two games against the Vikings, they got another one against the Lions, and those are winnable games. So that's the more they can be discombobulated, the better for the Bears.
Yeah, it's just surprising to me that somebody who has made his name and his reputation with defense has allowed this defense to regress that much. That is really strange, because usually coaches, you know, head coaches will hew to their ideology, and you get the offensive guys and the defensive guys, and then no matter what, there would be a certain floor level of defensive quality, and it really has surprised me that he's allowed that to slip as much as it has.
It's kind of like bringing in a play caller to run an offense and averaging 19 points a game.
Maybe a little bit like that, but at least he's mad about it. That's good.
Right,
yeah.
He's mad.
Yeah.
He's
That's
ticked off.
Funny.
Freaking details.
You were delighted that he kind of took your advice. He, too, wants 100 points a game.
Yeah, but it's good, because he was, even after the victory, I was glad that he at least is seeing the same things that we're seeing and thinking the things that we're thinking about. Like, where is it already? this is where they're supposed to score a whole lot of points to make life a whole lot easier on everything else and on this great defense. And I was pleased that he didn't try to smooth everything over and say it's all fine. And after talking at length about calibration and cleaning things up, that he came out and said it, that this is not good. And I sometimes, you know how it is when a coach like that speaks broadly, he's intending it to be sort of narrow casted at maybe a couple sets of ears about right. details. And I don't know to whom he's speaking. You know, we can assume it's, you know, because Anthony Miller has always been that guy they've talked about with the details and not appreciating the details. But I'm wondering who he specifically is thinking about when he says
we wondered that too. Not sure. I mean, it wouldn't be Foles because he could have those privately, and I don't think he needs to do that with him, play games publicly. You wonder who he's trying to reach by being that open, because it is a departure from his typical approach, and that's what made it stand out.
He's got his reasons. No, I don't either. He's got his reasons, but he's in this week of practice, provided there are no more positive COVID tests. We've got to keep an eye on that, because that was scary to wake up and see that a Bears practice squatter had tested positive. But provided they're able to get together and practice and figure some of this out, he doesn't do that without going and thinking, I have a point to make and I want some people to pay attention to some of this. And I don't know, because he's got a big hole to fill at left guard. And I was listening to Olin over the weekend when he called James Daniels the Bears' second best offensive player. Yes. And I found that really interesting, that if they've lost their second best offensive player, that's no small thing.
Well, I don't think it is a small thing. I think it's kind of a big deal, because the other element is I don't know that they have much depth there at all, right? I mean, we had talked about that before. It's not like there is this incredible, you know, offensive line mind.
Well, when Alex Bars came in and was bad, he just didn't look physical at the point of attack, and he got overwhelmed. And I know that Vita Vea is a horse, but that is, he just didn't seem physically to have the presence there that you need. And I don't know if there's somebody sitting on a couch somewhere who's ready to come in and play a credible NFL left guard, but
or in a studio, a TV studio,
he'd have to put on 50 pounds.
Yeah, Kyle Long. Like he looks a little too lean right now to be that guy. But I mean, obviously, you wonder that initially. Like it's been a year since he's been in a uniform, and he has shed a lot of weight, but that's not realistic, I don't think.
No,
he
looks like a normal human being again. I mean, yeah. That's what happens when offensive linemen retire and they don't have to be having thousands of calories to keep their weight at these inhuman, unhealthy bovine levels. That he looks like a normal dude, and I don't know that he wants to subject himself to that.
Doesn't he not like the coach? Wasn't there some issue?
I think that's part of it too, Bolly, right?
The coach has to resign in order for him to come back. Isn't that kind of out there at some level?
I was referred to Tom Thayer anyway.
Tom looks like a million.
He does.
He could do it. Who are you kidding?
That'd be great. So what else you got today, Dan?
Yeah.
We are going to talk to Robert Mays of The Athletic at 10 o'clock, and always entertaining Bears presence, because he's still like I am, while trying to maintain an ability to do dispassionate analysis, still has a lot of Bears fan in him. Mark Lazarus, senior writer for The Athletic, will help us try to figure out what the Blackhawks are trying to accomplish here, because I don't really get it. I don't quite understand what the big picture is and where they're headed with some of this stuff. Looks like they're going in two directions at the same time. We're going to do a midday midway at 10:40, which we don't usually do on Mondays because it's not a Bears Monday. And then Hub Arkish, Bears stuff and NFL stuff with him. Also, Rick Hahn of the White Sox is speaking this morning a little bit later on in the show. And we're going to return some of that sound and see if we get any news on what's going on with him and his thoughts about this season and heading into next.
Have a good show.
Great stuff, Dan. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Chuck Pagano. I love the game that he called. I love that they diversified their blitzing, that you saw some zero coverage stuff yesterday. We're just sending everybody. You saw them do all sorts of things where you get a James Waters sack. Like, I thought it was one of his best games as defensive coordinator for the Bears.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing, which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing, or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
Dan Burstein here, and as much as I hate to say it, the temperatures are dropping and the leaves are turning and falling, and importantly, pumpkin spice is at coffee shops all over, but that means summer is over. The season of ghosts and goblins has arrived. Don't be freaked by the monsters hiding behind your walls. Mold and water damage can be terrifying, but the expert team at Aloha Restoration can help. I know this from experience. They have repaired damage in my home, and they are good at what they do. So when the ghosts in your basement start causing you trouble, who are you going to call? Aloha Restoration. Learn more at aloharestores.com.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over, sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card. And this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Great Clips, we want you to feel good about getting a great haircut. That's why we created the Great Care Promise, our commitment to keeping everyone as safe as possible in the salon. From contactless online check-in and social distancing to rigorous sanitization and mask requirements at all Great Clips locations, we're doing more to keep our salons clean and comfortable. Check in online and get a ready next text when you're next. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. All salons are independently owned and operated. Contact your local salon for specific safety measures.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
ConnectingVets.com. News for the military veteran.
I mean, we've been fighting this war for almost 20 years.
a whole generation of soldiers who are now really messed up with TBI and PTSD, that are addicted to the adrenaline that comes with combat, and they don't know anything else. And as a country, as a nation, we're not doing a very good job of dealing with that.
Whether you were a soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine, your story is ConnectingVets.com.
The 2020 presidential race is upon us. The stakes couldn't be higher, and the outcome might not be clear till long after everyone has voted. Many are predicting a repeat, or worse, of the 2000 election. That year, the presidency came down to a polarizing recount in Florida that ended at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We were faced with an attempted soft coup.
Listen and subscribe for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And go into 2020 armed with something better than hope that it won't be close.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Innovative Wellness. Visit InnovativeWell.com.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And on this non-Bears Monday, we will have some Bears talk with Robert Mays of The Athletic at 10 o'clock. Following that, Mark Lazarus, senior writer for The Athletic, who covers the Blackhawks, will help us make some sense of what they're doing. They just made another signing. 27-year-old centerman Matthias Janmark has been signed in, adding to another series of quizzical moves that the Blackhawks seem to be making to aggressively become mediocre. We'll do the midday midway at 10:40, and then Hub Arkish is going to join us at 11 for a pair of segments. We got some Bear stuff and a lot of league-wide NFL stuff to discuss with Hub. And also, by the time Hub gets done, I think we should have some news from Rick Hahn, the general manager of the White Sox, is meeting the media today. So we'll get some thoughts on how he feels about the present and future of his franchise. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. If you want to send an email, please do. Just email Bernstein at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text? You text the text zone. It is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You text 312-644-6767. And when you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. You can find us on Twitter. That is at Bernstein670. If you want to follow my personal Twitter feed, you can. That is at Dan_Bernstein. You got to download the radio.com app, and that allows you to stream The Score on your mobile devices, and it gives you DVR-like controls and the rewind feature and 15 seconds in either direction and crystal clear in the car. Also, you can interact with the show and the station on Facebook, too, by liking the 670 The Score page. We are also video streaming, live streaming on Twitch. I'm looking at it right now. You go to twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. And it's a party. We're all hanging out here. And Brian Gertsch directs that video feed and is the guy in charge of the chat that's concurrent with the video feed. So that is a cool, fun thing. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. And because the executioner Ray Diaz was in for Kevin Zipak with the morning show, he gets to go home and sleep now. So in his stead, we have Studs, Adam Studzinski, who is sitting in on the board for us today. And we have a new NBA champion. And it was a remarkable way to clinch it, where they just stepped on the Heat's neck and knew they were doing it. Watching that game and seeing how they understood in real time what was going on was fascinating. And it is hard to do that. It is hard to do that at any level. There are regular season games where we see it all the time. It's like, all right, we got them tonight. They were out too late last night. They got into Chicago a night early. They're not hitting their shots. They're packing it in. But in an NBA Finals game against a team as good as the Miami Heat, with the, you know, the little Willis Reed advantage of getting Goran Dragic back and Adebayo's back, and obviously not in, in full command of their abilities, still coming back from injury, but they felt, here we go, and having an emotional leader in Jimmy Butler who generally feeds off that stuff, and they just squeezed the life out of him last night. And LeBron James knew he had to get Anthony Davis engaged, get him going early, get his arousal level up, because sometimes he's like a cold-blooded creature that just doesn't seem to move with the same kind of energy. And I can't explain it. It's a huge red flag for me on AD about why some nights he just seems like he's on and other nights he just doesn't. He just sort of kind of drifts. But that was watching maybe the greatest team sport athlete of all time absolutely dominate in so many different ways and apply himself and know that they were doing it, feeling that that was theirs for them and taking it. And there's a couple lessons, I guess, to be learned. I'm looking at everything through the lens of the Bulls and how we can say, it's easy to say, yeah, go get the greatest and absolutely one of the top five players in the league, and that's the only way you can win a title is if you have some of those guys. Okay, well, argue as you want about Butler or anybody else. The lesson may be, unfortunately, it may be the glass ceiling of the Miami Heat, that really your model, your developmental model that we've heard, if we take Arturis Karnachovas at his word, their more developmental model, where the Denver Nuggets figured, we don't have to tank to get the top pick to get the obvious next guy, because we're going to find a big plodding fat guy in Europe because we know we can develop him into a star. And if we have enough guys who are close enough to being stars, it's sort of the model of that Detroit Pistons championship team where you have enough guys at, if everybody at their position is a top seven player in the league at what he does, then you can win a title. And it looks like that unless and until there is another transcendent figure, that maybe the lesson is, if you are the Heat, and the only way you're not going to win a title is because of a unicorn who's there to destroy you and eat worlds like Galactus, that you should, in a normal situation, if you look 6-7 years from now, whenever, 5 years from now, whenever Karnachovas and Eversley envision that the Bulls will be ready, maybe the bet is that in a team that looks like the Heat, that's developed like the Heat, that is built and coached like the Heat, will be in a position to win a title because that guy won't be there anymore. There won't be another guy who is that powerful, that dominant, and that remarkable. And I'm with it. It's kind of cool to think that way, especially also, too. Remember when we had Rick Pitino on this show and we were talking to him about Billy Donovan? He talked a lot about Frank Vogel, and he mentioned the two of them in the same breath because of guys that he's worked with who have been, you know, his proteges and who he knew would be successful head coaches because of their communication abilities and listening skills and developmental abilities. You know, seeing Frank Vogel out there gave me the Bulls connection as well. And there's a couple questions you can ask that an experienced NBA observer is going to say, the best laid plans and all the best development and everything going right. And you look at the Heat and how many things went right with them and how many moves that they made that they won the transaction where they found exactly the right piece and they had the buy-in. And you find Kendrick Nunn and Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero and some of these guys who you get everything out of them. And you still lose because the other team had that guy. I don't think it means you just wait until your chance to find that guy. I don't think it means the lesson is don't bother with any of the development. Don't bother with any of the everything else because you're just going to end up in you know, running into that glass ceiling when you got a guy stepping on your neck like that. But I'm not sure that it's the right lesson. It's a completely cynical argument to say if it's not LeBron, there's going to be another guy, that somebody else is going to ruin all of that, all of those efforts and all of the cobbling together and development of people. And you're so proud of yourself and you see it all coming together. And then, you know what? Here's a guy who's just better at everything. And because it's basketball, that guy matters more, that he has the ball every time. He plays all the minutes. He guards your best player. And it's just the ability to watch that guy. We got to savor every bit of it. Absolutely savor it. And I guess, look, I was concerned last night, and we can get into this if you want one way or another, because it is the undercurrent of everything, and that is the whole tiresome, trite, greatest of all time thing and all of the entrenched Jordan people. And I think in general that argument makes for some really bad sports talk. And I knew Twitter was going to devolve last night, so I turned it off right away, because I'm not here for this. I don't need this. And if you can't appreciate what you're seeing, then that's on you. And if you just want to be decide that you're going to be dumb on purpose because it makes you happy, because something else would be taken away from you if you're not dumb on purpose, that's an interesting kind of existence, but that's on you. But watching what he does, even without the ball, and that to me, the story of LeBron James this year that I think a lot, he led the league in assists. And it goes back to Wilt Chamberlain on the Lakers. I mean, the number, the parallels there, where Wilt Chamberlain also at 7-1, I think in 1971, led the league in assists, because they decided to run the offense through him. Now, it was a different game. It was a different sport. But seeing how he adapted his game, and man, what he resurrected Rajon Rondo. What a game from Rondo. And Rondo doesn't have his real first step quickness anymore, but his preternatural ability to understand space and timing, that's a really special player too, that's going to deserve his due for mattering for this team. The fact that they recognized what he could be on this team just because of his innate basketball intelligence, watching LeBron James run that show and be 2-3 moves ahead, understand when it was his turn and when it was not, what they were able to make of those pieces, that kind of victory, the way they did that was impressive. A little bit of news here. This is in a year where so many baseball greats seem to be passing away. And just off the top of my head, Bob Gibson, Tom Seaver, and now Hall of Famer Joe Morgan has passed away at 77. This according to a tweet from Bob Nightingale. Joe Morgan at age 77. So just a little bit of news there. So a lot of baseball greats. Although I don't know if we're magnifying it. I would imagine every year there are a bunch of baseball greats that pass away. It things seem like they come in clusters because of our human desire to find patterns. It's just our tendency psychologically to look for patterns, and things sometimes can magnify these things, but that is the news. And congratulations to the NBA for their leadership in the pandemic. That's the other story here, as they all finally go home. The success story of the science and the leadership, the buy-in, the discipline. They were an amazing example, a tremendous, tremendous example for how intelligent policy and practice can matter for everyone's health and safety. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The most successful American leader of any ilk in the pandemic has been Adam Silver. Because of what he did from the outset, because of the groups of intelligent people that he convened, because he understood what was in the best interests of his massive international business frankly. And the motivations, I'm not saying he had any sort of altruistic motivations here. I'm saying he was trying to show himself as some sort of great leader. Man, he's running a business. But the moves that he made, and there have been a lot of really smart businesses, a lot of really smart people all over the world who have decided to be out ahead of this in different ways. But I do hope that whatever playbook there is, whatever lessons are to be learned, whomever else and whatever else that where Adam Silver now can consult and be involved and lend his expertise. It is an amazing achievement what the NBA pulled off. What they did on the scope of what they did, the number of people, the amount of selflessness, the amount of sacrifice, and the amount of resources, the money that was spent and how it was spent, and what they did with their testing regimen, what they did with their monitoring. And I think we can, tomorrow I look forward to talking to some people who were in the bubble and maybe getting into exactly how they did it. We had heard about the way they were handling sort of the self-checks and self-care and those badges that were doing internal monitoring of pulse ox and temperatures, and you had to scan through into different areas. But that is, it matters. And thinking about some of this stuff and understanding that it's, you don't just throw up your hands and say, well, we can't do anything about it. There's nothing we can do. Yeah. And as this gets worse, as we head into the winter, I hope that the NBA shows us some things and gives us a pathway, because that is really remarkable. It's amazing what the NBA was able to pull off. It was also spectacular what LeBron James did. And I seem to have so many of the same conversations just casually with people about LeBron James. And I want to be very careful not to devolve this into sort of lowest common denominator sports talk here, where, and you know exactly what I'm talking about with in regard to where he stands in the pantheon. But there is something that a certain side of the argument always seems to have in common. And it's funny that I even have to say this, but there's a critical aspect to the conversation about not just James's legacy and not just his list of accomplishments, but a basketball understanding of what he means and what he does. I haven't even brought up the off-court stuff. I haven't even brought up what he's doing to build schools and open voting centers and look at things bigger than basketball, which is more important to him than basketball. And he'll tell you that. What he's doing, and even taking that out of it, when you talk about footprint and legacy and where he's going to stand when all is said and done, even when he's done playing, even when he's done as part of the NBA, when he's going to move on to whatever's next, that what his legacy is going to be, the number of lives that he's touched and the number of people that he's helped and the effort that he's put in. You know, when Bronny James is running up and down an NBA floor and we're talking about other things, even beyond that, there's a particular aspect to the conversation that I think I've identified as part of the problem, I think. And this is that now that the NBA season is over, it was another year of LeBron James that I think too many people just don't take the time to try to see what they can see in that. Talking some NBA ahead of some football talk at 10. We're going to get into figuring out what the Blackhawks are doing at 10:20. I don't know. We're going to do a midday midway today. Hob Arkush, also a busy day today on this Monday. Non-Bears Monday, but Monday nonetheless. Dan Bernstein with you, 312-644-6767. You have Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Mullion Hall is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9.
Love you guys. So, by the way, you know, hey, Monday mornings, when the Bears win, it's the greatest day of my life.
Thanks, Dan.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
Lakeshore Recycling Systems is your go-to commercial, construction, and residential waste and recycling solutions provider. Services include dumpsters, portable restrooms, street sweeping, mulch, and more. LRS is the perfect sustainable partner and delivers the highest level of customer service with the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with an award-winning industry leader at Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote online at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer, beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. And this segment is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's already October and the leaves are falling. If you're still thinking about that perfect home, it's not too late. And with mortgage interest rates in the twos, you have so much more buying power. At the Home Loan Expert office, we can get you pre-approved and locked in the same day and have you closed in 30 days or less. Enjoy the holidays in your new home and get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Week 5 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 6. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 6, DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried the DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And on top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. Don't worry, if football isn't for you, DraftKings is giving you, the basketball fan, a 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app now and use the promo code Chicago when you sign up to get up to $1,000. That's code Chicago to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day. Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Goose Island believes each local pizza place is an important piece of Chicago's rich food future. The city is only complete when they all have a chance to succeed. That's why Goose Island's 312 Urban Wheat Ale is doing its part to support and amplify these key businesses in the month of October. Celebrate National Pizza Month along with Goose Island and your favorite pizza joint. Let's face it, we all deserve some 312 and pizza this year. Visit gooseisland.com/312pizza for more information.
Life is complicated, folks. Sometimes the world makes a lot of background noise, and all you really want to do is enjoy the peacefulness of the backyard with friends and family. Solo Stove fire pits are the simplest, fastest, and safest way to relax around a crackling fire without all the smoke the other fire pits make. With a Solo Stove, it's never been easier to gather around the fire and take it easy. So take it from me. I use mine all the time. Even bought some for the guys right here on the show. Visit solostove.com to find hundreds of five-star reviews and see just how simple relaxing can be.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AA,
MCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO Center for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
James drives. James finishes. And the Lakers just keep pouring it on. James goes to the rim once again, lays it up and in, and he's in double figures. And a timeout called by Eric Spoelstra as the Lakers go up a dozen.
We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization wants their respect. Laker Nation wants their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
No, you've had it from yours truly for a long time. I think it's pretty easy to respect someone who has accomplished what he's accomplished. And I'm not going to devolve this into, as I mentioned, a lowest common denominator sort of sports radio Skip Bayless-ing here. But I find it fascinating. By the way, Dan Bernstein with you, Sports Radio 670 The Score. If you want to jump in, 312-644-6767, you certainly can if you want. That I think there is that so many people who are, for whatever reason, dismissive of James still, who have just decided at some point a long time ago, it's bothering me that the idea of thinking of him as one of the greatest athletes in the history of team sports and by far and away the greatest basketball player that's ever graced the planet, that I'm just going to dig in and I'm going to continue to find narrower and narrower arguments to justify my position. And you can start putting basketball reference pages up and Wikipedia pages up against other people where this guy did this and this guy did this and he had this and he went here and he did this, and still trying to find ways to poke at someone who is that accomplished, who's, you know, never had a scandal in his life. When the closest thing to something bad was a poorly handled free agency decision announcement, it kind of makes it silly to have the nitpicking at that level. When I talk to people about it, just sort of casually, this is my anecdotal observation. What a lot of people have in common who have to work really, really, really hard to not respect LeBron James, they don't watch. And that's really the fallback here, because it's so common to have someone who, I don't like that LeBron James. I don't watch the NBA. No, you don't. And last night, when you saw a 35-year-old man moving like that, you gotta watch. Because if you're not watching, why does anyone care what your opinion is? It doesn't matter. I mean, you're just advertising yourself as an idiot to say, this is what I think. I'm not going to change what I think. I don't watch. No, you don't. Because if you do, you can't deny what you see. If you're really honest about what you're seeing in front of you and how you see him move and what he's done to maintain his abilities, unlike old time guys, and this goes for a lot of sports, from Babe Ruth up through anybody else, that if you're going to spend your time smoking cigars and chasing women, playing golf and staying up late and playing blackjack or doing whatever you do, you're going to take years off your prime. You're going to take years off your game. And when James talks about respect, one of the things you have to respect about him is how dedicated he's been to making sure his prime can extend by taking care of his body, by doing everything that he's done. It gets back to Adam Silver, which is making sure that you are listening to the smartest possible people, getting the best advice. And it's not phony baloney Tom Brady stuff. He's not doing it to try to sell you an $80 vibrating sphere or a $75 neoprene mat with his brand. He'll sell you plenty of things, but he doesn't have that weird Svengali guru trainer who's trying to use him to sell $15 electrolyte water. So it's not the Tom Brady kind of stuff that's all flim-flam. That he does know about the recovery times, and I think he's got what is a hyperbaric chamber for the oxygenation that, and he's there's like a, the heat and the cold and everything that he does, to, and he's not advertising it to tell you that he's doing this because he's solved it and he's found some special Gwyneth Paltrow anti-aging jade egg thing, that he's just doing it because he wants to stay great at basketball. And you watch how he moves. For a big person at age 35, for somebody who weighs 270 pounds, that to move with the suddenness, with the quickness that he does at his age, it's incredibly unlikely. It's incredibly unlikely. And if you're not seeing it, if you're not actually watching, you're not in the conversation. You can't be a part of the conversation. And then to say, you know, proudly say, well, yeah, I don't watch, but he's not that good. What are you doing? And believe, I hear it a lot, and I don't know if you do too, but you get a lot, that's sort of the fallback where somebody said, yeah, he's not that great. I don't know why so many people are saying these things about him. Well, I don't really watch. Well, you have to if you're going to be a part of the conversation. And seeing the way his game has changed as a coach on the floor, of positioning pieces out there, of knowing angles, of what he's done to stay on top of Anthony Davis all year, the coaching job that he's done with Anthony Davis to try to make sure he's engaged. And I, as I mentioned before, I don't get that. I know people are wired differently. And I don't want to invoke Eddie Curry, but that the famous Scott Skiles line, what does Eddie have to do to be a better rebounder? Jump. You know, yeah, that jumping is a start. That would be good. And sometimes Anthony Davis is there and using every bit of his powers to dominate a game. And other times he's just kind of not. And James knew it. And he knew when he had to do it. He knew when he could tell somebody else that it was time to do it. But just all I ask is, if you're going to have an opinion, you can look at the numbers and you can construct all kinds of different arguments and say, well, this was different and they could hand check and these guys couldn't. And now you're allowed to do this and now you're allowed to do that. I love that argument too, of saying that, well, now you can't touch anybody and it's a foul. Do you imagine what it would have been like had the most physically gifted player ever in the league was able to use those physical gifts even more? And you're saying that's a downside? That's a self-own when you say, yeah, well, you used to be able to clutch and grab and push people around. Yeah, I think he would have done pretty well in a league where he was allowed to move people around and apply his physicality to people. So this is the modern game as we see it, the chess match that we see in the NBA, the understanding of the three-point shot and how to get the next best three-point shot, how to stop the other team from getting the best three-point shot. It was all on display for you. But I would say the only way to be viable in any of these conversations is to watch, is to actually see what's happening instead of just deciding, oh, this hurts me psychologically if somebody else is taking away my memories and ruining my life and eating all my steak and it's not good anymore and I don't understand it and this is all foreign to me. Okay. All right. Well, just watch and appreciate it, because these things don't come along that often. Somebody's a 16-time All-Star who, looking at his minute load, should be on fumes. This guy's played seasons and seasons of basketball. He's played two lifetimes of basketball and is still moving like that. It's not supposed to be that way. Not that sport. Not that sport where you're 275 pounds slamming your feet on hardwood for a decade and a half. The ability to keep the talent that isn't just an eroding talent where we can see the vestiges of it. And I love that in noticing greatness near the end with Arvydas Sabonis, for example, when his body was betraying him, and that was one of the greats of all time. That was the unicorn of unicorns whose prime we really never got to see until late in his career. He's 37 years old and he's on the Trailblazers and he's running the point for them at 7'3" and 300 pounds. You know, that was one of those, like, man, what could have been? What did we not see? It's really rare. We don't have any of those laments with this, because it's all still there, right in front of us, holding another trophy. And I think that it's an amazing accomplishment. It was, for those of us who were following the NBA closely all through this, the accomplishment of James, the accomplishment of the Lakers to make the moves that they did organizationally to get him, to have Anthony Davis, to build the team the way they did into that. There were a lot of things that went right. Same goes for the Heat, who don't need to hang their heads at all and should be proud of accomplishing what they did with the coaching and development and the number of transactions that they won. The Bulls can look to either model. They can look to get the greatest of all time, have the greatest of all time, and tell them to win championships, or draft and develop and build and coach. And I think the Bulls are really looking toward the latter. And Adam Silver needs to take a victory lap too, because that's a guy who solved a nearly impossible puzzle to keep his league safe and viable and as profitable as can be, providing that product and looking out for everybody to make sure it happened. So kudos to him. It actually can be done. I hope someone actually might look to him or listen to him to help the rest of us when this thing inevitably gets worse. When we come back at the top of the hour, we've got a lot of football talk. We've got to figure out what the Bears are doing right now, where they are headed, and what this means that they've already started 4-1. Robert Mays knows a lot of football. He writes for the Athletic, and he's going to join us next on The Score.
Danny Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
I'll tell you this, 24-yard line, I didn't feel confident in Cairo Santos. How could any Bears fan, how could anyone feel confident that he's making that kick in that spot? Oh boy, that was an ugly win that your defense dominated that game last night.
Listen to Danny Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
It's your apartment speaking, and I need some favors. When you're singing in the shower, just try going up a key. You're trying to be an alto when really you're a soprano. Oh, and if you could bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico, it's easy to do online and we could save money. And then when you read your murder mysteries at night, could you read out loud but skip the murder parts? Because I get scared.
Geico, for bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've got to tell you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing same-game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting, even though I keep losing. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week all season long. I like to use these same-game parlays for the isolated games, the Monday Night Football, the Thursday Night Football, the Sunday games, and when I'm watching the Bears, it gives you a nice extra level of focus on the game. Go ahead and bet your own same-game parlays. You'll get $10 back if you don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has these same-game parlays. And you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, but for a limited time, that requirement has been waived, so act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Life is complicated, folks. Sometimes the world makes a lot of background noise, and all you really want to do is enjoy the peacefulness of the backyard with friends and family. Solo Stove Fire Pits are the simplest, fastest, and safest way to relax around a crackling fire without all the smoke the other fire pits make. With a Solo Stove, it's never been easier to gather around the fire and take it easy. So take it from me. I use mine all the time. Even bought some for the guys right here on the show. Visit solostove.com to find hundreds of five-star reviews and see just how simple relaxing can be.
Lakeshore Recycling Systems is your go-to commercial, construction, and residential waste and recycling solutions provider. Services include dumpsters, portable restrooms, street sweeping, mulch, and more. LRS is the perfect sustainable partner and delivers the highest level of customer service with the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with an award-winning industry leader at Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote online at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.